My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on King Curtis. Curtis Ousley was born the 7th of February, 1934, in Fort Worth, Texas. He went to I.M. Terrell High School, studying music and performing with his classmate, fellow saxophone player, Ornette Coleman. King Curtis, as a saxophone player, participated in soul and rhythm and blues and rock and jazz, and his distinctive voice, modeled on Lester Young, Illinois Jacquet, Gene Hammons, was syncopated and percussive and very powerful, allowing his voice to punctuate the delicate, sweet, precious moments of music making. King Curtis died too soon, murdered as he encountered drug dealers on his front steps, stabbed to death at age 37. When we live with exuberance, we never know what the next day may bring. As carefully as we plan, as deeply as we dream, each day brings its own unforeseen rhythm. And King Curtis, performing as a larger-than-life act, allowing his massive, booming voice to come through on the saxophone, to enliven and enrich and inspire so many in so many different ways, to bring out of others their own innate sense of musicality, spirit, and purpose. Our philosophers encourage us to carpe diem, to seize the day. And as we listen to King Curtis, as he moved throughout the worlds, we too realize that in our life, in the precious time that we have, we must give ourselves over to sing the song of our soul most fully, to keep discovering our gifts, honing them by our mistakes, recognizing too that even in our most profound disagreements are places for us to recover intimacy, growth, and sweetness each day that we're alive. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.